أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, I was reading a malfuz, an incident of a person who was a murid of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh. So this murid writes to Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi and says, Hazrat, I've been trying desperately to refrain from all gunas, from all sins. So I've made several attempts, but I find myself still so weak and failing. So what should I do? Now this is a question, a problem that we all encounter, and everybody feels the same. Person makes up his mind that he wants to change his life, he wants Islah to take place. He tries, but he finds himself not making much progress at times. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi explains, he says, number one, make tajdeed of your himmat. Tajdeed means to renew. Himmat means your determination, your resolution, the courage that you are now going to pluck up against nafs, and the mukhalafat you're going to make, the mujahada you're going to make this islah come into your life. You are trying to refrain from a certain type of sin. Something is attracting you towards it. You've got this temptation. It is pulling you. So you're going to oppose it, as we mentioned so many times now. You're going to make mukhalafat of it. You're going to apply some pressure on your nafs. So all this, you require himmat. Himmat means courage. More than that, you need a firm determination, a firm resolution. In Arabic we say, azme musammam. A person has a very firm determination in his heart, deep down in his heart. It's not just intention, irada. Like how, mashallah, when our brothers make tashkil for going jamaat, who's ready for 40 days, 4 months, we just say inshallah. But that inshallah is not even from our lips properly. Or just from our lips, not from the heart at all. Inshallah. But if you see a person really makes an intention from the bottom of his heart that I really want to go out in the path of Allah, then immediately after that, he'll go out and he'll try and make the arrangements to go out in the path of Allah. But if one just say inshallah, nothing will happen. That's not called real himmat. So himmat again, a person has to have that firm determination. He'll make up his mind that come what may, I am going to do this. Hazrat Ali Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, the himmat that a person must have, the courage he must have against nafs and shaitan and to refrain from sins, the resolution, the determination he must have must be of that level. Ki jaan bhi jaye, if my life is gone also, still I won't displease my Allah. Whatever happens, that even if my life is going to go away in refraining from this sin, then too I will refrain from the sin and my life can go away, but I won't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the level of courage, determination a person has to have. And until that doesn't come about, then we are going to find ourselves not making no progress whatsoever in Islam. So tajdeed himmat. And then of course himmat is such an important thing. You find all our mashayikh, whole lot of them, in all the malfuzat, the mawa'is, in the kitab of tasawuf and tazkiyah, they all talk about himmat, himmat. This is the bottom line. This is the main ingredient. To be able to make mujahada, mukhalafat of your nafs, to make tazkiyah, you've got to have that himmat. And himmat in anything, in today's time, we find they have Guinness Book of Records. The Guinness Book of Records, we have such records, the things people have done in this world. Person has climbed Mount Everest, his name is there. Now you and I, we won't even climb on a small hill. We don't have that courage, we don't have the determination. What is himmat? Simple example. Allah save us, Allah protect us in this country, throughout the globe. If a person is at home and a thief enters and he comes into his home, now depending on the himmat the person has, this is what he will do. If a person has zero himmat, no courage, he'll freeze. He'll sit quietly on one side of the house. He won't do anything. Another person who has a little bit more himmat, he might lift his head and try to see something that he may be able to do. A person having more himmat than this, he might try to reach out to something to alert the neighbors. A person even more himmat than this, he will crawl, he'll try and get some object in which to defend himself. A person more himmat than this, he might try to attack the person. But sometimes while holding the weapon yourself, you suddenly don't have that himmat. Allah protect us. A person has even more himmat than he will go and attack the person. So the himmat the person has, people have done things in this world where people marvel about. And I said, it's mentioned in the Guinness Book of Records that so and so person, this is what he did, and this is the record. We must put in the book of records, our Nama Amal, that we had this himmat, that we were in that environment, in our workplace, in the college, when every other person, all the other youngsters were enjoying themselves and intermingling freely, and they were laughing and joking and courting. But despite that evil environment, I still pleased my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had that courage and that himmat and resolution. I'm not going to join evil company. I'm not going to join those people who are taking those drugs. Even though people are just doing it for whatever reason, socializing, in any way it is still haram. Or people, my friends are all going out on a trip, there's young boys and young girls, and every person is going. I'm tempted to join them. But no, I will have that himmat. All that is recorded in our book of Amal. That is the real book of records where we should put our name. Allah will see this person had that himmat. So as Thani Ramaz talks about himmat, a person must have that himmat. So make again tajdeed of that himmat. Renew that himmat, that resolution you made. Now make it even more stronger. Remind yourself that come what may, my life goes away, still I am going to make mukhalafat of my nafs. I'm not going to give into nafs and shaitan. I'm not going to please shaitan. I'm only going to please my Allah. And then as Thani Ramaz says, show your ijz before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How weak you are before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm so helpless. I'm so useless. And beg and cry to Allah. As though you have now clung to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah sees this, that this person has clung unto me. Mujhse mangta, he's begging me. Ya Allah, mein aajiz hu. Ya Allah, you help me, you guide me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then shower His special mercy and fazl upon this person. Allah knows this person, he's trying. So Allah will then guide him. Out of His fazl, His grace, His favor upon you. Then Hazrat Thani Ramaz said, inshallah you do this, you will find yourself overcoming the temptation and you will free yourself from committing that sin. So this was an important lesson regarding person making gunas and he's making the attempts, and sometimes we feel that no, there is nothing happening, or I'm not really achieving. So to bring this tabdili in our zindagi, this change in our life, when we are sitting here again, right in the beginning I mentioned, we must have that azam, determination, resolution, have that firm resolve that Ya Allah, I really want that islah to take place in my life. Enough is enough. Whatever has happened in the past, it's over. Now I need to get serious and Ya Allah, I need to polish my heart. I need to cleanse my heart. I need to get the qurb, your muhabbat in my heart. And sit with the intention of amal. As I said, a person gives his name for to go in the path of Allah. He says, I'm going to go for 4 months. And he's genuine, he's sincere about it. What will he do? He'll make amal now. He'll make the preparations towards it. So again, sitting in the majlis of this nature, inshallah, our niyat again, our niyat should be corrected all the time. Our himmat, one benefit of sitting like this is that sometimes you will hear something. And then, how many times the person says, not only to myself, but many other mashayikh of the past, the great, real Allah walas and the mentors mashayikh, we are just students of these mashayikh. But they have mentioned to them, and people have mentioned to us, that bayan was exactly for me. That one, what point you mentioned, it was definitely applying to myself. Allah Ta'ala puts onto the tongue of the speaker depending on the talab a person has. And that is why I mentioned last week, you must be talib sadiq. Person must be sincere. He's searching for something. When that happens, then Allah puts the right thing onto the tongue of the person. He doesn't even know this person has got that bimari, that sickness, that ailment. Allah Ta'ala puts it onto the tongue of the person. Like a mother, she's breastfeeding. The moment the child cries, immediately, then her breast is full of milk and now she's ready to feed the child. Until the child is not crying, nothing is happening. So exactly then, we have to be like those children, crying for that milk. What is it? We're crying, we're having the talab. Ya Allah, we want your love, your muhabbat, we want guidance, we want the right rehnumai, we want to be guided. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our sincerity and Allah ta'ala will guide us, Allah will put the right words, Allah will give us the right malfuzat, mawa'iz of our kabir awliya. So again, himmat, today's lesson, main lesson is having that himmat. That come what may, whatever it is, whether it is casting a lustful glance or refraining from that, whether it is taking drugs, whether it is drinking alcohol, whether it is taking interest, whether it is going into some haram place, or whatever it is, that no, I am not going to do it. Make a firm resolution, I am not going to do it. Whatever happens, my niyat was, I came to that majlis, I made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am going to keep to that promise. No matter how much of pressure there may be from the wife, from the family, from the children, from the parents at times, from your friends, maaf, I have made a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, Mashaykh, I've even mentioned this much, that a person, when he has such himmat, such courage, he becomes so daring that a lion is confronting him, or he's been confronted by a lion. He has such himmat in him, he develops that himmat, that he stares back at that lion. He doesn't escape, doesn't run. The lion senses that this person, this opponent, who I'm trying to attack, he seems to be a very strong person. I've got no chance. The lion will flee. The lion will escape. This is the himmat we need to bring within ourselves. Inshallah, if we make that niyat and we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will have this himmat. There's a person, a conqueror, he tried to conquer India. He had his army. It's a long story. He made the first attack, he was defeated. After some time, mobilized his forces again, got the troops again a second attack, again he failed. Each time he fails, of course, when a person is defeated, it's not easy, the next day he says, launches an attack. Some person is killed, so many people are injured, somebody is gone far away, he's lost, some people join the enemy rank. After some time, he makes an effort, mobilizes the forces again. So he continued in this way. And he was determined. He had this himmati ali, or ali himmat. He was so determined. Each time he failed, after some time later, he got the strength, he got the army, and he tried and he tried and he tried, until finally he was defeated. When this happened, now he became very mayus. He was in one cave, sitting all alone there. And he lost all the courage. Previously he had every type of himmat. And he was determined. When he lost all this hope now, he thought now, he's sitting there. And when a person is in this forlorn condition, full of distress, and he's feeling so sad and despondent, then he begins to observe things, small things around him. When a person is in this condition, a small thing, he would begin to observe. He might see some bird sitting on the fence. He might look at the clouds. Might look at something in the mountain. So suddenly his gaze went onto a tiny little ant, which we see every day. And he's watching this ant climbing up this rock. And as it is taking a few steps, it's crawling after so long, such so much of effort, comes slipping down. And again the ant starts. And again it tries, and it climbs, and it climbs, and it climbs, and comes up again and again, it slips down. But the ant does not give up hope. He's very curiously watching this ant to see what is this ant up to. Small little ant. trying to climb this huge rock. It is so helpless, but he's not giving up. And he says, after so many times, it goes up, falls down. Goes again, tries again, falls down. Until finally, in the end, reaches the top of the rock. When this happens, he springs up. Suddenly he gets some life. Takes out his sword, unsheathes it. And now, he has learned a lesson from this ant. That this is himmat that I need to have. Then he got his forces again, and this time he was victorious. Now our point here is, against the nafs, against the soul. So no matter what can happen, sometimes we feel that we've tried so much, we tried desperately, nothing happened. But have this himmat of this ant, and learn, take the lesson of this ant, tiny little ant. It's got no other support. Their legs are so feeble. The body is so small. The rock for it is like a mountain. But still it comes up and it reaches its destination. So again, as we mentioned previously, this islah, we have to mention these words and this bayans again and again and again and again and again. It's not just take one topic and we discuss it and all over and we finish. We had some nasihat, some advice. The moment we leave the masjid, everything is forgotten. I have the good or bad habit of asking our friends, tell me what I spoke about last week. The moment they are unable to give any answer, it means that I didn't do a good job. So I need to again repeat this. We need to revise. Oh, mashayikh say, we all have tea, or most of us have tea. And we have tea every single day. Some people have tea 3 times a day. But nobody says, enough, we had enough tea. Each time the tea is still tasting so nice. He said, alhamdulillah, I had a nice cup of tea. People have fixed times to have the tea. If they miss the 3 o'clock tea in the afternoon, head starts paining. But if you miss the majlis, no head starts paining. Nothing happens. See, if we are genuine, sincere, as I said again, I'm very careful. It's not only my majlis, I'm just trying for my own sake. Allah help me to make my islah. And people have asked, so that's why we're having this. So many mashayikh, mashallah, they're having. Whichever person you're going, you have munasabat, word where you're going to benefit. But you have to be paabund with it. You have to be present all the time. If you miss it, you must be pareshan. You must try and get the recording immediately. And of course, not only just get the recording, because then what shaitan will do, is you can listen to it later. And believe me, the later never comes. That later never comes. The person who was not here last week asked himself, did I hear last week's program? If a person has talib is sadiq and really he's sincere, of course, no register, I don't know who comes, who doesn't come. But our point here is that if we have this genuine sincerity and then we go and we present, inshallah, 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 within a few days, Allah Ta'ala will help us, Allah will guide us, and islah takes place. So this islah, without any pain, without any mashakkat, without any effort, it's not going to happen. As the Thani Ramatullah has mentioned a whole mazmoon on this, whole bayan, islah, bila, mashakkat, nahi ho sakta, mumkin nahi hai. That your islah takes place, he says many times the person waits for some tawi, someone sheikh, or Hazrat Tawajju, Hazrat Dua, yes, alhamdulillah, dua will take place. Sometimes, of course, it has some effect in it. But more than all this, don't wait for some buzruk to come, then I'll make my islah. Or somebody will make dua and my islah will take place. In essence, what you're actually saying, that I must just sit comfortably, without any effort, my islah must just take place. That doesn't take place. That doesn't happen, lad. If a person wants his islah, then he has to make that mashakkat. This is the words of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. And he says that, when a person just makes intizar for reformation, Admi, bas islah ke liye muntazir rehta hai. Bas, he just waits, inshallah, inshallah, islah will take place, islah will take place. In the meantime, what is happening? You are strengthening the roots of your shahwat nafsaniya. Your evil temptations, your evil desires, the longer you're going to take to uproot it, or make an effort in changing the direction of that temptation that you have, the longer you take, the more deep-rooted it will become. And as I mentioned in the beginning, the tree will become firm. Now to chop the tree, to change, move, remove the tree, will be extremely difficult. So the moment you procrastinate, Islam becomes harder and harder and harder. But when you made that intention, that firm determination, now you start immediately. So you don't wait for some buzurg to come. You don't know whether you'll be able to go to his gathering or not. The moment you hear these type of important advices, where we need to change our life, we need to make our Islam, then immediately we do it. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullah, another very great buzurg. He was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullahi Ali. He was the Shaykh of Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, Mufti Rafi Usmani. On the instruction of their own father, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, told them, by both brothers want to take bear to their own father, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah. Imagine what a person, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, Mufti Azam Pakistan, his own son saw the caliber of their father, that they want to take bear to their father. Father refused. He said, go to Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullah. And he, Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullah Ali, a lot of shafqat he showed upon them, and he made the Islah. So he says that when a person is sleeping at night, he gives an example. He said sometimes, because these people had so many murideen coming to them and so much of dini khidmat, at times after Isha is a majlis and people have come with different problems. So by the time he retires to bed, it's quite late. Many mashayikh you see, 12:30, 1 a.m. they're going to sleep. So obviously the body begins to pain. So he says, I could feel my body is paining. And I go to sleep. I'm so tired. But Allah Ta'ala gives me tawfiq. My eyes open at night. It is time for tahajjud. He says, I make this muraqaba now. Now I address my nafs. Oh nafs, are you jawan? Are you young? Are you moving towards your youth? Or are you moving towards qabristan? He says, I ask my nafs this. Are you moving towards being a younger person now? Or are you going towards your qabr? If you're going towards your qabr, then oh nafs, you need to prepare for the qabr. And immediately I will spring up, I'll get some energy, and immediately I will go to toilet, make istinja, make my wudu, and engage in tahajjud. Now what happens to us? Maybe our eyes don't even open. Allah give us tawfiq. If a person sleeps at night, that Ya Allah, I want to wake up for tahajjud. Now when his eyes open, then at that time, say muraqabah. Address your nafs. Nafs will tell you, hey, isn't you slept so late? Plus you had so much of other people you saw to, and dini khidmat you made, and you're doing this and you're doing that. And yes, you read so much of wazifas also, and you did this and you did that. So it's okay, today you can just miss it. Nothing, you won't lose anything. Or nafs will tell you, aren't you feeling a bit tired and sick today? Check yourself, you got fever. Feel your body, you got temperature. You rather sleep. See, this is nafs. Nafs has schemes. It has schemes. It has very, very many tricks it plays with us. And these are the tricks we need to know of the nafs. So this is what nafs will do. Nafs wants us to feel or trick us and beguile us. So a person loses himmat, loses courage, and he gives up that amal. A person, what does nafs do? A person is trying, for example, to lower his gaze. He doesn't want to commit any zina with the eyes. Now he's trying. The shahwat is still there in his heart. Nafs will tell him, okay, one more time, just last time now. One more time. Ji barke. You know, fill your heart's content and just look at that woman one more time, last time. After that, toba istighfar. Don't ever look again. This is what nafs will tell you. And logically you think, yes, okay, one more time, I'll look at it and then kalas, then I will start. For example, a person who's got sugar, diagnosed with sugar, and the doctor says you have to start your medication and no more chocolates, he's thinking, one more last chocolate and then I'll start. Once nafs gives you the lazzat of that one more last look, that's not the last look. It'll continue and continue and continue. So don't ever fall, we should never fall into the trap of nafs like this. Last, ek dafa aur dekh lo. Or whatever the sin is. Again, O Mashaykh say, when you do this, the roots of that sin become more and more entrenched. The flames, the agh, or the flames of the fire of sin does not become extinguished by committing more sin. Person is doing some haram, now you telling him to one more time, thinking that now that desire and the flame that is burning in my heart will cool down. Impossible. To cool it down, you have to make tawbah, istighfar, you have to have that himmat, and you have to take that courage, make mukhalafat of your nafs. Then and only then, you will find that flame that is burning in your heart, evil flame, temptation, putting you towards haram, then it will become extinguished. So many times a person will say, okay, and a woman will say, I'm going to go into parda. She heard the bayan, everything, she made intention, her friends also encouraged her. Now she makes that intention, I'm going to parda. And suddenly nafs will tell her, but you know, next week, that wedding is coming up. And of course in the hall. So just wait till next week, man. Because if you start parda, then how are you going to go for the function? So next week, after the function, then you can say Bismillah and start. See, this is nafs. You heard the thing, you made intention, you realize the importance of it, start immediately. Don't wait for next week. People who try to go on a diet, until they don't have that azam, and really get onto the diet, they will carry on losing days only. Person says, I dieted for 2 weeks, all I lost was 14 days. He lost no weight. He didn't do any diet, nothing. And he talks about all the diet programs and plans, but he hasn't done the thing. So our condition should not be that. Otherwise, nafs will beguile us and tell us various things. And in the process, what will happen? Our tawbah will be delayed. Our tawbah will be delayed. And that is something very detrimental. Our tawbah should never be delayed. But the person makes intention and he moves positive. One step he takes, now he starts his tawbah, then he'll see Allah Ta'ala's fazl coming. So initial, there will definitely be pain, 100% pain. There'll be mashakkat, there'll be this pain. Person wants to learn hafiz of the Quran. Ask any hafiz of the Quran. When he started, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, he said, this is very hard for me. Whole Quran, how am I going to learn? Can't read one line properly. It's taking so long. But after he perseveres, he continues, it becomes so easy. From 3 lines, you see, I'm taking half page now. Then 1 page, 1.5 page, 2 pages, some people 3 pages, some people even more. Then his door also becomes solid. So this is when a person, initially you will find difficulty, but don't, our mashayikh say, gabrao mat. Don't become terrified. Oof, too hard, I can't do it. Once you start doing it, and once you achieve it, you look back, you tell somebody else, it's so easy, nothing difficult. If I could do it, you can also do it. Exactly like this. So don't become overwhelmed by looking at how much the mashakkat is involved. Then you say, no, this is not for us. So in suppressing one's anger, there is pain. And this requires mujahada. And after mujahada, after making mujahada, there'll be rahat. Mashayikh say, there'll be rahat and farhat. There'll be enjoyment, there'll be happiness. But if one does not restrain his, for example, his anger, and he gives vent to his anger, he's got this bimari of anger, inshallah, from next week or the following week, we'll start taking few spiritual maladies, anger, takabbur, pride, hasad. We will discuss this, see what our mashayikh have said, what ilaj they have given, and what incidents have come in their lives, and what mureedin have written, and how they gave them the remedies. Inshallah, we will listen to this, and ourselves, we will find some progress then. So a person now, he gets angry very quickly. If he does not restrain his anger, does not control his anger, he does not suppress his anger, so he allows himself to give vent to his anger. So he will swear, he will use vulgar language, he will use indecent language, those words will just be uttered, and he'll say whatever he needs. For those few seconds, he found some happiness, some satisfaction. Yeah, I told him off. But believe me, after a few days, when that anger subsides on its own, then he feels regret. He feels remorse. I shouldn't have said that. I caused it, man. Everybody is laughing at me. People will say, you know, she only look what you look like. And you're clenching your fists and you're grinding your teeth. You could see your jugular vein shooting out. and your face has gone red, your eyes are going round. And especially if somebody videoed him, Allah say it was haram anyway, but somebody videoed and he sees it, oof, I look terrible. And everybody is talking about it. So there's nadamat. There's only nadamat. But if he suppressed his anger, he kept quiet, he moved away, he ignored the person, he overlooked the fault, then that is real mujahada he made. And what happens after that? After that mujahada, there's no nadamat. There's only happiness. There's only surur. There's only happiness. Such a person, he is now making taraqqi in his islah. He is making taraqqi in his islah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these simple advices. Inshallah, time is already up, so we'll stop, terminate here. Just one last thing we'll mention. People ask, and people have this misconception that these maladies that we have, for example, this shahwat, person must fulfill his desire, shahwat. So when you are making islah, it doesn't mean you're going to remove this shahwat that you have within you completely. No. You don't make, as the Thani Ramaz says, you don't make izala of it. He quoted Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullahi, Haji Sahib Farmatiyate Rahmatullahi, ke uska izala nahi hoga. You won't remove it completely. A person needs shahwat. He gets married, a young boy, he makes dua, Allah, take away the shahwat from me. It completely must go away. Now he gets married tomorrow. Now what is he going to do? His wife will sit with him and he got no shahwat. She says, well, who are married? Is he a man? How is he going to get children? He got no shahwat. Anger also, you require anger. So that anger comes out in the correct places for the sake of deen. Person is talking illa for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you don't become angry and you're smiling at him. So you require these things. So Hazrat Thani was saying, you won't make izal of it. You won't uproot it. You won't completely take it out. You won't obliterate it. But you'll make imala of it. You just bend it. You change the direction. So the shahwat for haram woman you won't have, but you'll have for halal. That anger you won't have and take vent or give vent to your anger in the wrong place. In the right places you become angry. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Inshallah, these small, as the Thani Ramaz Ajeeb, when you read his kitabs, how Allah Ta'ala inspired him. That's why he was known as Mujaddidul Millah. There are certain things that are so difficult to understand and see what are the answers to it, because either Quran is saying this, another verse is saying this, apparently you can't understand it. The Thani Ramaz, in just one, two words, he makes hell of it. He provides such a beautiful solution that makes it so easy for every person. Inshallah, we will discuss all this. May dua Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayat, Allah guides us. We must be sincere. Allah guide me, guide all of us, and give us that marifat of Allah before maut comes to us. That when we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go with the dil which is musaffa, mujalla, muzakka. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, subhanahu wa ta'ala.